And it's people in your neighborhood. Good Monday morning, everybody. I have a couple special guests in here. And it's Dave Bondi, which a lot of you are familiar with. And we have Cindy Diedrich. She's the president of the Kiwanis Club. And they're both in here to let us know about a great event that's coming up here actually tomorrow. Good morning. How are both of you?
Oh, great. How are you?
It's good to meet you. And by the way, they came in this morning just to give us a sample and made us some pancakes and sausage. I'm telling you, everybody, you need to go to this event. It was fantastic. But anyway, first off, what is the Kiwanis Club and what kind of things that you do?
Well, we are a service organization here in the Pierre Fort Pierre community. We are the oldest service organization in our town. We have been around since 1921, so 104 years. We are basically focused on helping kids. We love to help kids, and we are busy doing that with major fundraisers. The Pancake Feed tonight is one of our first major fundraisers of the year. We also do a golf tournament every July, as well as a concert in September. And altogether, we brought in over $22,850 last year that we were able to give back to help kids in Pierre and Fort Pierre and the surrounding area. Some of the things that we do are we have a scholarship fund, and we were able to give over $10,800 in scholarships to local high school students. We also support the Post 8 Baseball Club, the Discovery Center, as well as Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Habitat for Humanity, the Oahe Hockey Club, and the New City of Pierre Swimming Pool. So we just do as whatever we can, wherever we see a need in the community, we like to help children.
Well, it's a great organization then. So I know that, I believe it's tomorrow, isn't it, for the 49th Annual Kiwanis Club Pancake Feed.
Right. That'll be tomorrow, and we'll be at the First United Methodist Church, and we'll start, bring it up again, it's the 49th annual. So to go back in time, a lot of people in the community will remember Tommy Thompson, and we had then our dig was sourdough pancakes and whole hog pork sausage, and it literally was. We would butcher a hog and grind it up and make it into sausage, and that was our claim to fame. Now we rely on Diane London over at Perkins, and the pancakes and sausage comes from Perkins, so and it's very good, and you can justify that.
Oh,
sure.
Absolutely. Like I said, they came in this morning and made us some, me and Justin and Jody, some pancakes and sausage, and it was fantastic, I'm telling you.
I mean, it changed your whole life. Your complexion is better.
No, I'm serious. It did, because I mean, it's hard to get going in the morning. I got to be honest, but you know,
we start your motor.
That's right.
But we'll be serving from 5 to 7 tomorrow night at the First United Methodist Church. This will be dine in or take out, so you can do whatever works best for your family. The other thing, the cost is a free will offering. We don't have a set price, so whatever you can afford, we'll be happy to take what you want to contribute, and we'll feed you some pancakes and sausage. So the First United Methodist Church, if you don't know, is at 117 North Central in Pierre. And again, we'll start serving at 5, and we'll go till 7, or we run out of food. So hopefully that'll be the case. But that's the gist of the 49th Annual Pancake Feed.
Yeah, and I know that, like Cindy mentioned, you help out a lot of children in the area. And the proceeds from this event are going to go to basically just a variety of children-focused projects.
That is correct. We've got, obviously, our scholarship fund, which is huge. And then just ways we can help out. People come to us with needs, large and small, and we are happy to help kids. We just really are, all of us in Kiwanis are really vested in this community, and we just want to see the local children thrive.
Absolutely. And by the way, if anybody out there heard you know, your purpose and everything and they're interested in joining, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they could contact any one of our Kiwanis members. They can personally contact me, Cindy Diedrich, or Jeff Mamaga is our club secretary. Dave Bondi, of course, is a longtime Kiwanian, and he's been a great person to bring in new members. So reach out to any of us, and we are on Facebook, so you can shoot us a message, or however you can contact a member. We'd love to have new members.
The other thing is we meet every first and third Tuesday at Perkins. So you're welcome to come and visit with us for a couple of meetings, and we'll be happy to buy your meal for that noon luncheon. And you can take a look at Kiwanis and see what you think.
Yeah, sounds great. So you heard it, everybody. So just to recap, remind everybody about the when is the pancake feed?
All right, the 49th annual Pancake Feed will be at First United Methodist Church starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow night, Tuesday, March 18th. It'll be dine in or take out, and the fee is just a free will offering at the door when you come in.
That's right, everybody. I'm telling you, we sampled it this morning. You need to get on out there. I'm serious. You need to do it. And it helps out a good cause as well.
And a thanks to KGFX. We're happy to be here and appreciate the invite.
That's right. Well, it's good to see you. Everybody knows Dave Bondi, I bet.
He's a, yeah, sometimes I got numbers under my chin. I got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, I thank you, too, for coming in this morning, and I hope you have a good day today.
We'll do it. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.